She glides through the bustling city centre. People of every demographic, going about their daily lives, walk past her, or stand at corners, doubled up with laughter, cigarettes in between their fingers. Or the people who, like her, walk alone down the street, one foot in front of the other. She continues, her hair blowing in the gentle but icily cold breeze. She shivers beneath the layers covering her skin. Her earphones are plugged firmly into her ears and the lyrics fill her mind, touching her heart and her soul with each step that she takes. On the outside, she appears calm, cool, and collected. Her eyes often shine with determination and passion. She has this air of a young woman who has her life together, who has a focus, a goal, and something that drives her. She comes across as resilient, strong, and almost confident. On the inside, it is a completely different story. On the inside, she's screaming, almost crying. She's struggling to keep it all together. She's vulnerable, but she's terrified to let anyone in too deeply, in case they break her heart or let her down, which is a tradition. She's scared. She's worried. She's frustrated. She's overwhelmed. She's exhausted. It feels like she has the weight of the world on her shoulders. Her only escape is through writing, turning her messed up, confusing emotions into beautiful poems and stories with eloquent and extravagant language. She's becoming tired of using such flowery, poetic words to describe her real, raw feelings. At the end of the day, broken is broken, and that's how she feels each day, broken. She doesn't pay attention to the people, not even to the homeless people, sitting dishevelled and miserable and desperate in the cold. She hardly notices the elderly gentleman being treated by paramedics beside a first response car with blue flashing lights. A crowd of half-concerned people recording the heartbreaking scene on their phones. She simply continues to walk. Much like her life, she has no destination, but she can't look back. The past is the past. She has to focus on the future, her future. Despite priding herself on being self-reliant and resilient, mainly because she has been forced to be so, sometimes all she really wants is for someone to take care of her. She's sick of answering with, "I'm fine," on the rare occasions when anyone asks her how she is. Maybe one day she'll have the courage to be brutally blunt if someone asks if she's okay and say no. She wants someone to wrap their arms around her and hold her tight while she sobs helplessly. She wants someone to comfort her for a while and to reassure her that she's doing all right and that it's okay to feel overwhelmed sometimes. She wants to know that it's okay to be broken. It's okay to not know what to do. The world around her is obsessed with making money, with looking as acceptable by society's ridiculously high standards. They're obsessed with celebrities and gossip. They're talking about who they slept with while they were too drunk to care what they were doing. She doesn't care about any of that though. For her, it is all about the simple things in life. She wants to go on road trips, listen to all her favourite music with the windows down. She wants to wake up in a new city every morning. She wants to lie on the beach and watch the sunrise and then set again later on. She wants to stop. She wants to stop apologising. She wants to stop saying sorry for how she dresses, how she doesn't wear makeup or do her hair. She wants to stop saying sorry for how she speaks, for how she laughs, for her self-deprecating sense of humour. She acknowledges that she must begin to accept herself. The hardest lesson she needs to start learning, or start being taught, is to love and to accept herself, her unique sense of humour, her sarcasm, her awkwardness, her voice, her talents, herself. No one can teach her this stuff, though. It has to come from somewhere deep inside her. And deep inside her is this overwhelming sense of worthlessness and hopelessness. But she's the one who drags herself out of bed each morning to face the world. She's the one who tells herself that she's doing what she's doing because it will help her in the long run. She's brave, but she doesn't quite believe it. She's stronger than she seems to herself, and she is much smarter than she thinks she is. It takes an incredible amount of courage to look past all that she's been through and slowly learn to trust someone new to not put her through something similar again. And the truth is that she has all these feelings and emotions building up inside her, and it wouldn't be too long before she explodes, before she finally breaks down. It drives her crazy. She often wonders if the world is going mad, but the question she asks herself almost every hour of the day is whether she's the one going mad, because if it is the latter, it terrifies her even more, because she doesn't know if there is anything she can do about it. But you definitely don't want to mess with her.